Hi, this is Dale Buchanan, the host of Puppy Talk Podcast. Before we get started today, I wanted to let you know of my new book, The Complete Puppy Training Manual. It's available on Amazon in four formats: Kindle ebook, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. You can find it on Amazon right now. It's called The Complete Puppy Training Manual, and I will put a link in the show notes of this episode. I'm Dale Buchanan, and this is Puppy Talk, the podcast that offers free advice and tips for raising a happy, healthy, and obedient puppy. For more information on this podcast, visit us online at puppytalkpodcast.com. Essential equipment for new puppies. The first thing that I recommend is a bed for your puppy. Dixie has several beds throughout the house. They are her place to sleep, relax, and get out of my way. When I have someone over and don't want Dixie jumping on them, I have her go to her bed, lay down, and stay. I suggest purchasing a bed that is high quality and comfortable. If your puppy is a chewer, you can get an indestructible bed. Also, find a bed that's easy to clean because unless your puppy is potty trained, they will likely end up peeing on the bed occasionally. In addition to a dog bed, you will need a variety of play toys. I suggest that you purchase play toys that are very high quality. You don't want to get cheap play toys because they will fall apart and your puppy will chew and ingest the material. The play toys that I highly recommend are from Kong. They have a large variety of play toys that your puppy will love. Not only that, the quality is excellent and virtually indestructible, so there's very little chance that your puppy will chew them up and swallow the pieces. I highly recommend mental stimulation toys. You cannot do without these because your puppy has to be mentally stimulated from the very first day you get them, or behavior problems could quickly develop. To start, get a toy you can fill with food. There's a variety of them out there. However, I want you to look at the one shaped like a cone by Kong. Fill it up with some puppy food, a little bit of peanut butter or cream cheese, and set it in the freezer for an hour. Remove it from the freezer, lay it down in their crate, and let them go at it. They're going to be mentally stimulated for a long time. This works their brain and eliminates some anxiety and stress in the puppy. Another great mental stimulation toy is a licky mat. These are incredible stress reliever tools for puppies and adult dogs. You get peanut butter, cream cheese, or baby food, spread it on there thick, and sprinkle it with dog treats. Set the licky mat on the ground or in the crate, and that puppy will stay mentally stimulated and occupied for a long time. The Licky Mat Classic Buddy helps calm and soothe your pet as they enjoy their favorite treat by helping release endorphins through the promotion of licking. Dog puzzles are also great fun for puppies. I would get three or four because your puppy will figure out the puzzle quickly. Also, with puzzles, the puppy has to be supervised because many of them have pieces that can come off, and they could easily chew them up and swallow them, and you don't want that to happen. Next on the list are items for your puppy to chew on other than your shoes, furniture, and baseboards. The first one that I recommend is bully sticks. These are made of beef pizzle, and they are very high-quality chews for your puppy. And remember, bully sticks are food. If you're giving them a bully stick every day, you probably want to monitor their food intake. I also recommend deer antlers. Dogs that are aggressive chewers need things that are hard, like deer antlers, to chew on. My puppy would not survive without deer antlers. She loves chewing and would chew my whole house up if I weren't watching her. So I give her deer antlers all the time. She has three or four different sizes around the house right now. She can quickly get them and chew on them anytime she wants. I suggest a puppy chew called the Nylabone Puppy Starter Kit. There are three bones, one for each phase of their puppyhood. Your puppy can easily chew through some, while others are harder and require stronger teeth and jaws. You will need a variety of leashes. You will want a 6-foot snap leash, a flat collar, a front clip harness, a rear clip harness, and a long line, a 15 or 30-foot leash. Do not get a retractable leash. They cause problems I will address in the chapter on leash training. One dog harness I highly recommend is the Easy Walk harness by PetSafe. This harness has a clip on the front with a patented martingale loop that prevents the puppy from pulling. It's easy to get on and off the puppy and built to last. I do not recommend a rear clip harness for leash training because they teach your puppy to pull. The rear clip harness is going to be used for enrichment walks, which we will discuss more in the leash training chapter. Another dog harness I recommend is the Freedom No Pull Harness by Two Hounds Design. This harness has a front and back clip. The back clip can be used for enrichment walks. Use the front and back clip together so you can control pulling and redirect your dog's attention back to you for training walks. The proper leashes that work with this harness are sold by the same manufacturer. A dog crate is essential for puppies. I know this is controversial, and many people don't want to crate train their puppies because they think it's punishment. Punishing a puppy does not mean putting them in a crate. A crate is a safe place for them to go. It's a safe place for them to get out of the way and chill out so they don't make bad decisions and get themselves into trouble. You might also want to get a playpen. While your puppy does not require a big area to roam around and have potty accidents, playpens give puppies some needed freedom. Be careful that you don't give too much freedom too soon. This is why they may not be a great idea. Most puppies will bark, try to get out of the playpen, and learn unwanted jumping behaviors. I've never used a playpen with any of my puppies. I think it's much better to keep your puppy on a leash or in a crate until they are 100% potty trained and have learned proper house manners. My puppy Dixie is 2 years old, and when I'm not home or can't keep my eyes on her, she's in the crate because she chews things in my house. She's already chewed my computer power cables twice, and I don't want that to happen anymore. By having her go in her crate, which she gladly does on her own, I am preventing her from even thinking about chewing things in the house other than her deer antlers. There are other good management skills, which I will discuss in the chapters on crate training and setting rules and boundaries. A dog clicker is also a great tool to help your puppy learn novel commands and reinforce behaviors. The clicker is a marker, not a toy to get your dog's attention. I will discuss using a clicker more in the chapter on basic obedience commands. I always use a clicker to teach a puppy its name, along with other obedience commands, such as sit, down, and stay. List of essential equipment for new puppy owners. Dog bed, for relaxation and teaching place. Play toys, for enrichment. Kong, mental stimulation toys. Licky mat, mental stimulation feeders. Dog puzzles, for mental stimulation. Bully sticks, for heavy chewers. Deer antler, for aggressive chewers. Nylabone puppy starter kit, for moderate chewers. 6-foot snap leash, for leash training and walking. Collar, for use with snap leash. Long line, for enrichment and teaching recall. Front clip harness, for training walks. Rear clip harness, for enrichment walks. Crate, for safe place confinement. Playpen, to give your puppy a place to play. Baby gates, to help establish boundaries. Training treats, for reward-based training. And a dog clicker, for a marker during training. Contrary to what advice you get from the pet store or your vet, there are a few pieces of equipment you may want to avoid. This guidance is based on my professional experience doing thousands of in-home puppy training sessions. The first item you may want to avoid is pee pads, unless you like your home smelling like urine and feces. Plus, pee pads teach your puppy to go potty inside the house, which can greatly affect your outdoor potty training efforts. I explain this in more detail in the chapter on potty training. The only alternative to pee pads I have found that I do recommend is a real grass patch called Fresh Patch. I also advise that if you use this product, you place the grass patches on the front or back porch to train your puppy to go outside, not in the house. The second item you want to avoid is cheap toys your puppy will chew up, tear apart, and swallow. As I mentioned, the Kong pet toys are great and almost indestructible. The third item you want to refrain from getting is a retractable leash. I can't tell you how many problems dog owners have with retractable leashes. They are dangerous and teach your puppy to pull on the leash by giving them too much freedom during a training walk or a potty break. You can learn more about this in the chapter on leash training. Disclaimer: none of the equipment I recommend here results from any type of endorsement. I am not being paid to have these brands in my book. I mention them here because they are some of the best dog training equipment I have found, and I continue to recommend them to my clients. This is Dale Buchanan, host of Puppy Talk Podcast. I have an announcement of a new book that I just published called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback, soon to be available on audiobook. You can find out all the details of this book using the link in the show notes. It's called Potty Training Your Puppy. It's a comprehensive book with a simple and effective way to help potty train your puppy, and it really works. Check out the link in the show notes.